Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have you saying Yan Up Strong? All right, too deadly, Rural Generalist Obstetrician Dr. Sally Street has spent her career serving rural and remote communities, advocating for reform and mentoring the next generation of doctors. That journey has been recognised with the Australian College of Rural and Remote Medicine, the ACRRM, and 2025 Rural Generalist of the Year Award. How is deadly, Dr. Sally? We have Dr. Sally on. Dr. Sally Street, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Thank you so much for having me on Bumrabipura Media. Have I got that right?
Bumrabipura, yes. Thank you very much. Yeah, BBM, thank you very much. And look, congratulations.
People talking.
People talking, exactly. Yeah. And that's what we're doing. And congratulations on your win. You're the recipient of the 2025 award for the Australian College of Rural and Remote Medicine. So look, how deadly are you, and how excited are you feeling about this?
Yeah, of course, I feel very excited and of course, very humbled to have won this award. But I don't see this recognition as being about me. I see it as being about our profession, about pushing us forward, hopefully showing the junior doctors out there that this is a pathway worth choosing, hopefully showing all those deadly young people out there that being a doctor is something that they can do and that they should do. And I hope that it shows all of those strong, resilient communities that I serve that their care matters and deserves the best.
And a lot of your work is with our people, First Nation people, so we thank you for being at the table, so to speak. But it's about closing a gap as well. We're talking about big gaps, we're talking about, especially with First Nation health, and your input is welcomed. So thank you very much, Dr. Sally.
Thank you for having me.
So talk about that space, working with our mob, and what areas and what communities have you worked in?
Gosh, I have worked, I've been lucky to have worked in every state and territory in the country except for WA. So I've now been to WA, just haven't worked there. So I've been able to work in all different rural and remote communities and have been able to gain that real appreciation of the differences in customs and traditions and laws and languages of all of the different First Nations communities across.
And that would come into play, Doctor, that would come into play when we're talking about engagement, we're talking about bridge building, having a relationship with a patient, so to speak, walking a mile in their moccasin. That's a good ingredient and a part of the medicine, you could say, yes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And do you know what, Trevor? I had come to Aboriginal health and Aboriginal communities thinking that as a doctor I would be able to make them better, that I had something I could bring that I would make them better with. But would you know that it's actually been me who has been made better by having been shown all of that beautiful culture and had that shared with me.
Well, there, and you're virtually at the table in a way as a qualified doctor, but then becoming a student, you could say, yes?
I know, I am, absolutely. Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah, absolutely. And I just recently I asked one of my strong Talawa elders down in Lutruwita, Tasmania, you know, why are our First Nations people so sick? And he said to me, Sally, we are all sick because country is sick. And I'm like, oh, hasn't he nailed it?
Well, so true, so true. And that's why it's great when you look at the other realms of life in this country. A lot of our rangers and the governments are investing in Indigenous rangers working on country, because we can fix that space, then we can fix our mob, you know. So it's great that you picked this information up, this knowledge up, you know. So I would say that the situation that you're in or the position you're in, you would recommend all non-Indigenous doctors to have some opportunity to work in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, yes?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it is. It's given me a whole different perspective on life and on health and on wellness and It's given me that opportunity to see that the Western way is not the only way. There's this whole other way. That's really great too. The privilege to have been able to see that and to have learned that.
And so with your travels, do you go to communities and you stay on? Or is it in and out? Or tell us about how you travel and where are you based? And tell us about the geographical position that you're in as a doctor traveling to communities.
Sure. So for the 10 years that we had between having our children and those children starting high schooling, we moved around and spent 2 to 3 years living in a range of communities around the country. So that was really nice to sort of be living in the community, to be a part of the community and to contribute that way. And now that my children are in high school, one has started high schooling this year, we've moved back to a base of Brisbane, back to the Big Smoke, back to the mainland, so that they can complete their secondary schooling. And so my work now is I'm dividing my time between Roma in southwest Queensland, where I fly in, do my shifts, and then I fly back home to be a mum. And then while I'm home, I work and support remote women's healthcare up in East Arnhem Land, Northern Territory. So that's a nice way to contribute to women's healthcare.
And thank you to technology, 21st century. You can still do your work and help our beautiful women in community. Yeah. So there's a passion there is what I'm feeling. Doctor, look, congratulations. Thank you for your yarn. A big shout out to your family and keep doing what you're doing. And well deserved, my sister.
Thank you for having me.
You take care, Dr. Sally. All the best to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
A beautiful yarn there. Dr. Sally Street and Rural Generalist Obstetrician, ACRRM, and that's the Australian College of Rural and Remote Medicine, 2025 Rural Generalist of the Year Award, Dr. Sally Street. Congratulations on the work that she does with our mob in communities the last 10 years and passionate about it. And now back in the Big Smokes, helping her beautiful children through high schooling, but still works with our mob in Arnhem Land, our beautiful aunties up there. So, look, that's great to see. Thanks to technology. Your daily program, National Talk Black, have your say. We are live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country, BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, and yarn up strongly, mob, too deadly.
He sits and he dreams where his campfire got a bag full, gotta be getting plenty mud to feed.
Hey, which way are you, mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada, yendaba kachana bamada, yendaba gadan, yendaba listen.
Why did you get vaccinated?
Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious and preventable diseases. When you visit the free Wootropperin vaccination pop-up clinic, you'll be entered into the monthly draw to win 6 months free fruit and vegetables delivered directly to your door every week. Wow, that's a great reward to protecting your family. One entry for every free vax shot. This Wednesday in Coral Cay Clinic in Manura. No appointment needed. Just walk in 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Check out Witch Offering's Facebook page for more details.
Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Kaidu baba waru kuvino.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Literacy Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Now, Bridging Continents with Yams, a collaboration between the University of Queensland and the Gimoi Wallaba Yidinji Indigenous Community of Far North Queensland, has led to a visit to Africa to explore opportunities for advancing the future of Australian yams. With that, I'm going to catch up and have a yarn now with Samson Fowley, UQ PhD candidate. Samson, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for coming to the program. As we say to our mob when we greet and talk with people, who your mob, where you from? Where's Samson Fowley from? Who's your mob?
I'm originally from Nigeria.
Yes.
In Africa.
Okay.
Where I was born, raised, and spent over 30 years of my life.
Good. Beautiful. And then you come to work, do studies here in Australia on the Big Island. So how far are you in regard to your education, PhD, candidate, UQ?
Yes, I'm in my fourth year and I'm almost rounding up.
All right, fourth year, almost rounding up. And then what happens then? Do you stay in Australia and do work, or do you go back home, or what's your plan?
That's a good question. Australia is home for me.
Australia's home for you. All right, beautiful. Thank you. We adopt you. And tell us about the work that you did with the Gimoi Wallaba Yidinji Indigenous Community here in Cairns, Far North Queensland. Tell us some of the work that you've done regarding yams.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes in 2023, when I started my PhD with the Yidinji community and working specifically with the community elder, Professor Henrietta Murray, and the project was yam. How do we bring yam? Being a native food to Australia for thousands of years ago, but because of the introduction of Western diet, it has been left aside. Now, the question is, how do we bring Australian yam, native yam, back to limelight? How do we introduce it back to Australian cuisine? So that was what gave birth to my project. And when I came on board, the first thing was to look at to understand what has been written about Australian native yam. That is the Dioscorea species. And I was able to find out that it's more of ethnobotanical knowledge. There's a lot of ethnobotanical knowledge around, but there is no science to serve as a bridge between the ethnobotanical knowledge. So my work as a PhD candidate was to bring the science out. What is the nutritional and functional qualities in Australian native yam? So that was where I started in 2023. That's it. That was how the project started.
Yes. So, and when you look at that, it's bringing our culture back to the 21st century. Like you said, it was virtually put on the shelf when we talk about yams, but that was the delicacy for First Nation people, all tribal people living on the coast. And it was one of the healthiest races living on planet Earth. Let's bring it back.
For example, I grew up eating yam in Nigeria. If I may say this, Nigeria is the largest producer of yam in the whole world.
Yes.
So I grew up it's just like opening my eyes into the world. I opened my eyes into yam.
Yes.
I've been eating yam since childhood. I know it. It's not that I know it. I've eaten it. I've eaten different products from yam.
Yes.
So coming to Australia for this project was a good opportunity for me to use the knowledge I have back from home.
Yes.
Now bringing it down here and seeing and looking at, let us understand what we have in Australian yam. Let us understand how we can improve it and introduce it back into Australian main cuisine. Because, yam, among all the root and tuber crops that we have, yam has a superior quality that all root and tuber crop does not have. So that makes yam different. And from home, I know that yam is being eaten for different reasons. So that is also part of what attracted me to the project. And I felt like this is the right time for us to bring the crop back into life.
Yes.
And introduce it to all Australians.
So when we talk about a delicatessen, we're talking about a food, we're talking about a natural food, we're talking about cultural food, but yeah. Also we're talking about healthy living, healthy lifestyle, you know, and get away from the so-called supermarket food. We're talking about natural living, and we're talking about closing gaps. We're talking about keeping our mob healthy. It's First Nation people. Exactly. There's a big gap there. Yeah. So I think it's a great idea, great concept. I think our ancestors, yours and mine, are talking from the other side.
Exactly. That's true. I agree with that. I agree.
My brother, so fantastic. So did you find really good conversation working with the Gimoi Wallawarra Yidinji Indigenous community here in far north Queensland?
Oh, yes, it's been awesome. I won't lie, it's been really awesome. And good. Professor Henrietta Mary, Tracy, Roy, they've been of great help, providing a lot of ethnobotanical knowledge and a lot of support. And this was what led to our visit to Nigeria in Africa.
Yes.
This was part of what led to our visit to Nigeria.
So did you take some of the Yidinji people over with you to Nigeria?
Oh, yes. Oh, let me give you a brief
history.
Sometimes when the project started in 2023, then I was still, when I traveled, I came to Cairns because I live in Brisbane.
Yes.
I came to Cairns for sample collection with the help of Professor Henrietta Mary. And a lot of discussions were done then. Then I came back to Brisbane, came back to the laboratory, started some work. Then I went back again in last year, which is 2024, did some sample collection as well. And during our conversation, Professor Henrietta Mary then said that based on what I've seen so far, what I've gotten in the lab, the results, and the next step to do is to understand the breeding. Because, for example, in Nigeria, a lot has been done. And there's an international research institute in Nigeria called International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, IITA.
Okay.
It's an international institute based in the US, but it's located in Nigeria as well. And they've been working, and they have some mandate crop that they've been working on for 60 years.
Mm.
And yam has been one of the main mandate crops. And so yam has been researched too for 60 years. So during my conversation with Professor Henrietta Mary, I said,
yes,
for us to do at this point, moving forward, because there's no point for Australia to reinvent the wheel.
No.
The best thing is to learn from people who have been successful,
yes,
who are known with yam breeding for the past 60 years. So this was what led to, and Professor Henrietta Mary said that I should discuss it with my supervisor here in Brisbane, who is also Professor Yasmina Sultanbawa. So, and this was, after the conversation, then the whole process started. I communicated with IT, and that was how we were able to travel to Nigeria in July this year.
Okay.
So I took two, we took, myself and Professor Yasmina,
yes,
took two Yidinji community members with us.
Good,
and
good.
With Tracy and Roy.
Okay.
We went to Nigeria, and we had the good 1 week of training, and it was mind-blowing.
Yes.
I'm a food scientist. I'm not a yam breeder. I'm not a breeder in any way. I'm not in genetics, but believe me, it was mind-blowing. Okay. I never knew, even though it's my country, Nigeria, I never knew the volume of work that IIT has done until I was there for solid 1 week training, and the training was just mind-blowing.
So we're talking about opening up doors here. We're talking about creating an old, bringing it to the 21st century, a new, you could say, industry as such. We're talking about employment. We're talking about businesses. We're talking about health. We're talking about closing gaps. It's a 12-pronged spear, you would say.
part of the training, part of the takeaway from the training, for example, I now understand why. Well, if I may say this, I don't understand why Nigeria is the largest producer of yam in the world by virtue of the kind of research that has been done on yam. I also now understand the business side, especially the yam value chain.
Yes.
Like what I used to know as a child, as a growing up child, I know that this works for virtually all root and tuber crops. We plant from the harvest.
Mm.
For example, let's say we harvest one kilogram of whichever root and tuber crop, be it yam, potato, taro, cocoyam, we need to keep like 300 grams to plant again.
Yeah.
However, during this trip to Nigeria, I was able to see that we could also get yam seedlings from leaves.
Okay.
Which I've never heard it before.
Okay.
And this
there
has
you
been
go.
A great success.
Yes.
Society. And this is also in the value chain of yam, because I've seen now that in the yam business value chain, there could be some people that will only be focused on producing the yam, the old big yam as a commodity. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Some people might be interested in just in producing the yam seedlings only, yep. and that will be their business. Some might be interested in the value addition. So it's a big, and there will be a good vacuum.
So you could come in the value. You can come into the industry at all different angles, at different levels, and exactly. still produce an entity as such, whether it be business, but exactly. a health product, in more ways than one. It was meant to be. So, exactly. look, fantastic. So the communication, the engagement with First Nation people of this country, that would be a must for moving forward, would you say, Samson?
Yes, it would be a must. Because, and also that is in terms of production. And also in terms of value addition side now, for example, some yam species do well. Some yam species are very good for specific products.
Yes.
For example, like the French fries that we all eat, which is very common everywhere, that we buy in all the stores around.
Yep.
We can also have, there's some yam species.
Okay.
Or
yam fries.
That are good for yam.
So you go to McDonald's, you get a big quarter pounder, and you say, do you want yam fries with that?
Exactly. We want to replace it with yam sticks instead of French fries. Exactly.
Exactly.
And which are more healthier.
Yeah, beautiful. Yep, lovely. So look, doors can open up. This is fantastic. Look, thank you very much for sharing with us, Samson. Congratulations and hats off to you working with the Gimoi Wallawarra Yidinji Indigenous community here in Far North Queensland. That has created a fantastic platform for moving forward. Your sneeze away from being qualified, a PhD with the University of Queensland, UQ, and good things look good for the future, I would say. And thank you for your yarn, Samson. And I will say, my brother, yes, you are adopted to our First Nation people. Keep
thank
doing
you.
What you're doing, my
thank
brother.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
And
thank
next
you.
Time you're in Cairns, Gimoi, please come and see us at the First Nation radio station, my friend.
All right. I will.
Samson, you take care. All the best. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn there. That's Samson Falawi, and he's UQ PhD candidate and Sneezer have been qualified and working closely with the Gimoi Wallawarra Yidinji Indigenous community of Far North Queensland, which led to a visit to Africa to explore the opportunities for advancing the future of Australian yams. And we have our mob here dealing with yams for 60,000 years. And he did the same over in Africa and coming now as an adult and as a university student, about to become qualified, using yam, saw an opportunity, business entity, health, bringing back, closing the gap, all the above. Yep, so great conversation and congratulations there. And big shout out to the Gimoi Wallawarra Yidinji people. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, here on Yidinji country. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS. And you can have your say here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong on National Talk Black.
down. Ooh, no respect. Maringo, Kuyula Jara. Oh, Yaba Molo, Buluru, yeah. Tamaringo, Kuyula Jara.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
You technique will never stop, I don't need to. Perfect the problem, come on to solve it. Bringing the soldiers, words clear, wanna see through. We the North, we overlooked and underbooked. With green trees and the seas blue. Underwater, underground, kings I speak to. They know who we are. Scared of the name cause we glow in the dark. North from the start, red to the end till the wheels fall off. I'ma go get a river, no sweater. Weather's hot in the North, then we know better. Hot stepper, down bad to the top fella. Instagram's from the man cause my verse better, don't spitter. Anyone trying to get close, step straight to the back. I tell them no way. Trying to get through these walls, they built reinforced. I tell them go away. Man with a cause and I've been here before. When I said that I still want more. So anyone trying to get close, one word to your wall, follow that.
Strength from the bully beef, just to bully the beat. This is my playground, gubba gubba for the fake clowns. This the hammer time with the runaway. Want that island life, I'm a castaway. Need a vacate to the ZK. Time to hustle hard for the payday. This a conquest, on my way to the TOP. I got no time for the enemies. These possible tongues say friend of me. But the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake, but I act finicky. So I kill him quick with a free flow. I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to maintain like a Mino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay. Always come around and freeload to the bad vibes. Tell them c'est la vie. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss. Shoot from the hip. Never a bitch. I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch. Digging your ditch. Dead or alive. Top five. Red eye bullets. We stay at the top of your list. Ain't that the bitch got you saying.